passage I picked goes along with the song. Surprisingly enough, it does. Matthew 5:13-16 is, let me tell you why you're here. You're here to be the salt seasoning that brings out God's flavors of this earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and will end up in the garbage. Here's another way to put it. You're here to be light. Bring out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you out on a light stand. Now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open. Be generous with your lives. Be opening up to others. You'll prompt people to open up with you, with God, this generous God in heaven. So that was my passage. It wasn't anything. I was trying to come up with something this week because the lectionary wasn't hitting it. But then I read Psalm 119. And it said, for those who love what God reveals, everything fits. No stumbling around in the dark for them. And I said, oh, well, that could reference right. You know, if we're not stumbling in the dark, obviously we got a light shining to help us see our way. And a lot of people don't always catch that. A lot of people are missing it. The words to the song we heard. God spells, you are the light of the world. The chorus is, so let your light shine before men. Let your light so shine that you might know some kindness again. Or no, so that they might know some kindness again. We all need help to feel fine. And here we are, if we're the light, we're helping what? People try to be fine. You got to live right to be the light of the world. And if you look at the sermon passage, now that I've put you on a hilltop, on a light stand, not only is it top of a hill, they want to make sure. So think about, where do we put lighthouses?
On top of hills.
On top of hills, near water sources that have problems, and then we build what? Put them on a stand, build them up high so they can shine out above everything.
Mm-hmm. Come on,
and that's what God said.
Amen.
You're basically a lighthouse. I'm putting you up there, and I want you to light to shine.
Come on.
Now, some people think I should go out and say, oh, this passage is all about evangelism. Go share God's work. No, it's not.
Amen.
Some people might think it is, but in my, I don't think it is.
Okay. Through example.
That's it. Through example.
Amen.
Everything says right down to the last bit of it. Keep God's instructions. Even the song says it. So that other people may know kindness. You are the light of the world. Why? Because you're going to help them realize kindness. It says, now that we're on that, we're that lighthouse, to be generous with our lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up to God. And all this came, I have a new receptionist at work. And, all right, I'm going to use... I don't like putting people in blocks, but she's a little Barbie doll. And she's the sweetest kid you ever want to know. She's had abuse in the past. And so she's very nervous about a lot of things. And her car had a problem. The starter went out. She took to one mechanic. 2 weeks later, the starter went out again. So she called somebody and they recommended this tow guy. And he came to tow her car. And he started calling her little Missy and flirting with her and all this stuff. And she wouldn't take it to the mechanic that did the first repair so she'd get the new repair free. It was just a disaster area. This guy was just not treating her or respecting her for who she was. And she said she didn't know what she was going to do. She had to go get a car. And I said, look, I need to help you. I asked her, may I pretend I'm your mother and I'm going to call this guy, let him know when we're coming.
Amen.
And I said, I will take you there.
Right.
Flat out, take you there.
That's right.
So I took her. But on the way, we had a conversation. Because she couldn't believe, one, that I was going out of my way to do this. Because people just don't do that. I said, yeah, they do. It's just hard to find them. Sometimes we forget how to do it.
Amen.
But if our light is shining, we're doing it.
Amen.
So I said, I would take you there. And she says, and I actually wrote some of this down. She asked, why was I helping her? Why are you doing it? Because every day, we all have to make choices. And I told her, I says, every day you have to choose to love yourself more than anyone else. And if someone isn't respecting you, you put them in their place. Because you respect yourself, you respect, make them respect you as well. You have to have that heart in behind you. And I says, I learned it early. Because in elementary school, I had a bully who was in sixth grade and I was in second grade. And he'd pick on me all the way home. And I came home crying on Wednesday. And my dad was off on Wednesdays. He said, what's going on? And I told him. My dad taught me how to defend myself. And he says, don't you let anyone do that to you. Because you are unique. You are loved. You need to stand up for yourself sometimes, because I'm not always going to be there.
Come on, man.
So he taught me how to defend myself. And when the bully one day during recess picked on me during recess,
<Come on. laughs>
my dad got called to school.
Oh, no.
Okay?
Here we go.
He forgot that part about don't do it on school grounds. All right, but the idea is we all need to what? Learn to love ourselves. Learn to respect who we are.
Amen.
Every day we make choices. Every day. And every day I get up and I choose to be kind when I can. I choose to love myself every day. I choose to respect myself and require others' respect. Who I am, right where I am. Don't change me. Don't try to put me in some pigeonhole that you think I should fit in. I am not going to be a round peg in a square hole or a square peg you're trying to fit in a round one. I'm not going to do it. I'm not changing for that. I am who I am. Respect me. Coming here, what was that? What do they call that display? There's a whole bunch of displays on Presidential Parkway.
Oh, signs.
Signs. They have all these signs out about what freedom is. And I was going through there today, and I've been going through there for the last 2-3 weeks, and they've been up. And today I saw one that I didn't like. Freedom from religion. Not freedom of religion, being able to choose who you believe in. No, freedom from religion, because what? So many religions put a shape on who they want to be part of their congregation and make everybody fit in that. And if you don't, they'll make sure they trim some of your edges so you do. I am not going to be that person. I respect myself. This is who I am. I am not changing for you. You should not be requiring it. Remember why I wear these nice colorful shirts? Because I purposely, and I got to get some rainbows. I need a rainbow button or something to wear every day. Because I had an uncle. He saw the picture of our hygiene kits or something, and he saw the picture of the rainbow flag. And he says, that's not in the Bible. And I told him, and I responded back, and I looked it up. It took me an hour to get his response back to Facebook. But I responded back and said, I will hide behind a rainbow flag every day before I hide behind anything else.
Amen.
Amen. I says, to me, that rainbow flag says, I accept everyone right where they are. I am not going to change them because that's up to you as an individual to do that. It's not my choice.
Amen.
We all every day have choices, and we have to say, what am I going to do with my life? Amen. Today, I'm right here. I have strengths. What are they? I have weaknesses. What are they? Are these weaknesses such that I need to work on them? I have weak feet that hurt. Do I need to work on them? Well, I can go to the doctor. But it's not something I'm not going to pray over. Right. It's not something I'm going to say, yes, I need to work on.
Man.
I have weaknesses in my personality that I need to work on. But it's up to each and every one of us to determine what our strengths are, what our weaknesses are, and what we want to work on. It's not someone else going to say, hey, you know that's kind of not right. You should work on that. No, it's not their choice. It's mine.
It's yours.
Hey, come on, man.
It's my choice. So when we think about that rainbow flag, and I put scripture out there, and he never came back, he must have shut up.
Okay.
I will hide behind the rainbow flag every day because I think of it as something that says I accept people right where they are today. I accept them. I love them. I got to admit, I'm trying to forgive people. Sometimes it doesn't work well, but I'm working on it.
Oh,
it's one of my weaknesses
yeah.
I'm working on that's worth working on.
Amen.
So here's a few. I choose to love myself every day. I choose to respect myself and require others to respect me too. I choose to accept people right where they are. I choose not to require people to change to be loved by me. I choose to love all. I try to choose to forgive, but I also want to be taken advantage. I don't want to be taken advantage of, and will fight for my rights not to be. I choose to be the light of the world, standing on the hill, leading by example. I challenge you this week to choose to be a light and not let let the darkness take over. Amen.
Where you going? That was so lovely.